Looking forward to this. So forget 1992. Let's wind it back to the 1980s. Described by my next guest as the greatest decade for pretty much everything. Movies, video games, fashion obviously, and music. Particularly movie soundtracks. Yadin Asor is RNZ Music's resident child of the 80s. And she joins me now from the Wellington studio. Hi there.
Thanks for that description.
Thank you for taking on this great challenge.
Jesse, it has been a complete challenge. But I thought if we started with the Axel F theme, Axel Foley, played by Eddie Murphy from Beverly Hills Cop, we could time travel in our minds to that red car and that distinctive laugh as he tried to solve crimes on the streets of Beverly Hills.
You are making yourself sound a little bit reluctant here, Yadna, but I should point out this was your idea, this Tuesday music feature theme, and so you are an unabashed fan of this decade.
I think it's more the water cooler talk that happens upstairs at the RNZ Music offices. So we just got talking one day of movie soundtracks because, you know, if you have a quick flick through your music collection, be it physical or digital, vinyl or compact disc, you may pick up a few old OSTs, original soundtracks, and this, the conversation sort of began with that, and then this tricky thing of how do you crystallise the soundtrack? Is it the memorable song like we just heard there, which was composed by Harold Faltermeyer? We don't know him as a pop name, but we certainly know the Beverly Hills Cop tune, right? So we got into this debate of the 80s soundtracks divide into two camps. One is, do you have the collection of music? Is it the portal to which you discover new music as compiled by a music supervisor? Or do you attach a certain song, you know, the big anthemic pop hit, which we tried to avoid today, to a certain scene in a music or a music video? So there are sort of two distinct camps of 80s movie soundtracks.
Talk us through the ones you've uncovered.
Right, so we're going to avoid the ones that are hitting your memory straight away. So I'm thinking, you know, Top Gun, Take My Breath Away, or Highway to the Danger Zone, which is what I really wanted to play because I feel like Kenny Loggins is almost a sort of, what would you call him, like the fairy godfather?
The patron saint.
Well, I've chosen a different patron saint. So he's maybe the fairy godfather, as old Kenny Loggins, because, you know, he was on Footloose. He did Highway to the Danger Zone. But really, if we wind it back and dig a bit deeper, the man I think responsible for most of the big anthemic 80s soundtracks is movie producer Jerry Bruckheimer. Is that ringing any bells?
Yes, Jerry Bruckheimer. He was the big explosive action film guy, right?
Yeah, so let me just give you that this man basically dominated the 80s and 90s of every movie you might have gone to see, tried to avoid, or just happened to see it because it was on television and there was nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
So, you know, he did Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop, Days of Thunder, basically any of Tom Cruise's movies. He did Coyote Ugly, Armageddon in later years, Bad Boys, Dangerous Minds. You know, I'm sure lots of songs are popping up in your head as I mention those movies. So I'm going to start with a movie that he produced. And now we get to the patron saint of 80s music, which is Italian producer Giorgio Moroder. Jerry Bruckheimer produced American Gigolo. It's the movie that starred Richard Gere and Lauren Hutton. The movie and the plot predate my awareness of movies, but the song certainly does not. So this is produced by Giorgio Moroder. It features Debbie Harry. This is Call Me by Blondie.
No.
Yeah, from the movie American Gigolo, it's Call Me by Blondie. That movie featured Richard Gere. It would have been one of the early ones for Richard Gere, wouldn't it, Yadna?
I think so.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, yeah, honourable mention to Up Where We Belong.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah. 1980 also had the release of Blues Brothers, the John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd film, which I think introduced a generation to a lot of black soul artists. You know, you got to see Aretha Franklin and Ray Charles, off the top of my head, in that movie. Might stick my neck out and say maybe Little Richard was in it, I'm not sure.
Great soundtrack, though. And soundtrack was almost bigger than the movie, much the same as The Big Chill, right?
Yes, which I will mention later on. But Xanadu also came out in 1980 with Olivia Newton-John, and I believe Jeff Lynne from ELO fame was involved in that soundtrack. So back to Giorgio Moroder, who produced that song. This is the man who made Take My Breath Away by Berlin on Top Gun.
Did he?
Yes. He also did What a Feeling, the Flashdance theme song performed by Irene Cara.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Wow.
He also produced a number of Donna Summer's tracks, so I Feel Love, Hot Stuff, Love to Love You, and he's still active to this day. He just recently was collaborating with Charlie XCX.
But so he knows what he's doing.
He is.
Named
so
some of my favourite songs just then.
And here's the thing I learnt today. I was reminded today. Are you familiar with the Niles Rogers produced Let's Dance by David Bowie?
Yes, of course.
Yes. So the song Cat People, you know, putting out a fire with gasoline.
Yeah.
That comes from the 1982 film that is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Giorgio Moroder also made this song. So that leads us very nicely to David Bowie, who was another artist and actor who was quite, busy in the 80s. The song we've chosen is not from Labyrinth. We've chosen a track from the 1986 film Absolute Beginners.
This is news to me, I know the name, but did you see this film?
I think it was one of those completely trash, forgettable films after...
Right.
His turn as Jareth the Goblin King in The Labyrinth, which was more my sort of awakening into David Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patsy Kensit, David Bowie, Ray Davies, and Sade.
Yes. That's so 80s. So this song is written and performed by David Bowie. And just to tie in with your previous segment about books, author Bianca Zander, who's also a huge David Bowie fan, chooses this song, Absolute Beginners, as her ultimate David Bowie song.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Absolutely love you.
Absolute Beginners by David Bowie, the title track from the 1986 film. Yad Nassour from the Music 101 team is in sharing some of her favourite 80s movie soundtracks.
Oh, I was a bit swept away in that one.
Yeah, that was nice. It wasn't a huge hit for him, was it? It's a nice song, though.
Yeah, I think that was a live version we heard, so I definitely recommend finding the original version because the pianos and the backing vocals, really, really stunning for that 80s type of production. I feel that the song is a nice companion or evolution from some of the themes from the Labyrinth soundtrack, you know, when he sings As the World Falls Down.
Some big names in 80s movies coming up, including this one, Blade Runner.
Yeah, this one's the movie, the 1982 film by Ridley Scott, starring Harrison Ford and Rutger Hauer. Let's hear the main title.
Enhance 5719. Track 45 left. Stop. Enhance 15 to 23.
It's the from the main titles to Blade Runner and Yadner. For the most part, you've sort of avoided scores of movies from the 80s, but this is quite a good link because it features the synthesizer, which would be used a lot in that decade.
Totally. So we started with Giorgio Moroder, and I think if you heard some of those those big synth sounds, it might be reminiscent of Chariots of Fire. Also from the 80s, same composer, Greek composer Vangelis. So he was another 1980s powerhouse. We played Blade Runner there because I wanted to give a mention to soundtracks like Tron and Transformer as well.
Tron.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And also, I thought Harrison Ford, who stars in that movie alongside Rutger Hauer, God, I remember him with that bleached blonde hair, sort of ominous character in the movie. Harrison Ford was huge in the 80s with the Star Wars franchise and Indiana Jones, which takes us very nicely to composer John Williams, who scored the soundtracks for Indiana Jones, Star Wars, particularly Return of the Jedi, and went on to Harry Potter fame and many, many other memorable movies through the decades.
Yes, and he's been well appreciated on the show. For anyone who wants more of John Williams, he'll be easy to find. Just look it up on the RNZ website. Most recently, when we were talking to the timpanist from the NZSO ahead of the live performance of Empire Strikes Back.
We're going to go retro. Shall we go back in time now?
Go on.
Okay, so the next song we're going to hear is from the 1960s. And this one nicely encapsulates a big theme that started to emerge in 1980s soundtracks, which is we started to hear a lot of old soul, funk, blues music coming through. So this is where we talk about the Big Chill soundtrack, where we heard The Temptations, Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine. I think that film also made The Rolling Stones' You Can't Get What You Want Anymore. And that was quite a memorable moment in the film, although not included in the soundtrack. Could also mention The Big Easy at this point, which was brought the New Orleans sound to a different audience. And I thought we could not do the 80s soundtracks without mentioning the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and Cocktail and Good Morning Vietnam. And with Good Morning Vietnam, we heard Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World put to different pictures.
Scott in Whangarei has got in touch. He said his dad had two cassettes in his ute. The soundtrack to Cocktail and the soundtrack to Tour of Duty. Tour of Duty soundtrack was fantastic. We had that one, by the way. But Cocktail got a shout out. Kokomo et al.
Yes. Yeah. And do you know who played the Congo drums on Kokomo?
Go on.
John Stamos.
Get out of here.
From Full House.
Get out of here.
True story.
Okay, let's get this next one on.
Okay, this is Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton, made famous by the movie by David Lynch of the same name.
She wore blue. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Gone was the glow of blue.
Here's something interesting happens to a song when you play it 20 years later. It gets, as you say, the nostalgia, and because David Lynch is involved, the creepiness as well.
That's so true.
Yad Nasorin from Music 101 talking about the best 1980s movie soundtracks. I think this is a TV one, isn't it? But we're giving you a dispensation.
Yes. Can I just say David Lynch sort of deserves his own music feature? This is pre-Twin Peaks, Blue
let's
Velvet.
Let's do that.
Okay. Shall I come back and do that?
Yeah, well, let's work on it. That'd be cool.
Okay. I've got some new stuff because he's been working on songs with Flying Lotus, who's just got a new album out. So,
wow.
Also, can I please give an honourable mention to the French film Betty Blue and the very, very evocative soundtrack from that, which leads me very nicely in terms of retro kind of accordion type sounds to my special dispensation TV series that I've included. Should we just go straight for the song and we can talk about it afterwards?
Okay, here it comes.
Ezekiel cried.
Dem got bones.
Ezekiel cried.
Dem got bones.
Ezekiel cried.
Dem got bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel connected them. God bones, Ezekiel connected them. God bones, Ezekiel connected them. God bones, now hear the word of the Lord. Oh, when your toe bone connected to your foot bone connected to your heel bone connected to your ankle bone connected to your
leg bone, your leg bone connected to you. Knee bone, your knee bone connected to you. Thigh bone connected to you. Hip bone connected to you. Back bone connected to you. Shoulder bone connected to you. Your neck bone connected to you. Head bone, now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna. Them bones gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Disconnect them bones, them. Right bones, disconnect them bones, them. Right bones, disconnect them bones, them. Right bones, now hear the word of the Lord. Oh, when your head bone connected from you. Your neck bone connected from your shoulder bone connected from your back bone connected from your hip bone connected from your thigh bone connected from your knee bone connected from your leg bone connected from your ankle bone connected from your heel bone connected from your foot bone connected from your toe bone. Now hear the word of the Lord.
We're taking people back to that 1986 BBC series, which was a huge hit here in New Zealand as well, Singing Detective by Dennis Potter.
I think it was one of the most bravest pieces of television I've ever seen. It starred Joanne Whalley and Michael Gambon. It was sort of based on Dennis Potter's childhood. And I remember, I only watched this a few years ago, and I highly recommend returning to watching that if anyone's interested. It's the most evocative and kooky and brave piece of programming I've seen. And
Someone just got in touch and said, it's a bit of a complaint, what about Do the Right Thing? The 80s was hip-hop's decade.
Well, friend, I have you. We're going straight into Fight the Power by Public Enemy, which featured on the 1989 Spike Lee film.
Can you put us in the context here? What's on screen when this is playing?
Rosie Perez is basically the most awesome fly girl in the opening sequence to the film. Shall we hear it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
RNZ National, Fight the Power from Public Enemy from the movie Do the Right Thing. Spike Lee was the director of that film, and actually music was pretty prominent in his films. That one just sneaks in at the end of the 80s, right?
It does. I thought that would give a nice nod to some of the other 80s hip-hop movies that came out of that time, particularly Beat Street and Wild Style. You know, who is trying to do a caterpillar on the kitchen lino?
Yeah.
You hear me? And okay, so let's move on to our penultimate song. This is actually one of my total favourites, and I might have played it on Music 101 before, but yeah, this is a different show. I can play it again, can't I?
For sure. What is Less Than Zero? Is that the Bret Easton Ellis?
It sure is. Yes, so this was an adaptation of the Bret Easton Ellis novel Less Than Zero. The movie starred Robert Downey Jr. and Andrew McCarthy, and I thought this nicely encapsulated the Brat Pack era of films. So shout out to Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, St. Elmo's Fire.
Outsiders, maybe.
Yes, The Lost Boys. Yeah, we could go on. But this one is a cover by The Bangles, the OG girl band. This is their version of Simon and Garfunkel's Hazy Shade of Winter.
Simon Garfunkel song, Hazy Shade of Winter by The Bangles from Less Than Zero. Yad Nassour is in doing 80s movie soundtracks. Special shout out to Take My Breath Away, which you mentioned earlier. Don't You Forget About Me.
Some St. Elmo's Fire.
Didn't have time for. Oh, there was a New Zealand one as well.
I had Foot-Trot Flats in there and Smash Palace.
Great.
So, yeah.
What was on the Smash Palace soundtrack?
There was a film score and soundtrack made by Sharon O'Neill of Maxine fame.
Right.
And I think it was the title track, Smash Palace.
My Girl by the Temptations was another one that you proffered. What was that? Was that from the Anna?
That was from The Big Chill. And then I was going to also mention that it returned in the 90s with the Macaulay Culkin film. So Hazy Shade of Winter and The Bangles takes us very nicely to our last song. And I think we've got to go out with a bang, don't we, of what encapsulated the 80s soundtrack that still endures, and that's Prince. Prince also wrote Manic Monday for The Bangles from their album Different Light, so it seems very appropriate to end on his song. We're not going to play the title track Purple Rain from the soundtrack of the movie, which I probably need to return to with adult eyes. He would have turned 61 last week. The album's about to celebrate its 35th anniversary. This is the track, I Would Die For You.
RNZ National. Yes, very much enjoyed it. Somebody was asking on text, Yardner, where they said they were just trying to find that Bangles Hazy Shade of Winter on the weekend, but they couldn't find it on Spotify. Did you dig it out from your old collection of CDs?
We've got lovely, amazing music librarians who can track these things down for us. Yeah.
Nikki B says, OMG, you're taking me straight back to my teens with these 80s soundtracks. Very happy to help. And Yardner, thanks so much for putting this together for us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
All right, thanks.